Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Numbers chapter 13, verse 25, through chapter 14, verse 10. When they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days, they proceeded to come to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. And they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Thus they told him and said, "We went into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Amalek is living in the land of the Negev, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites are living in the hill country, and the Canaanites are living by the sea and by the side of the Jordan." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should, by all means, go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us." So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. There also we saw the Nephilim. The sons of Anak are part of the Nephilim, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. All the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, of those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Then the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of meeting to all the sons of Israel.
God told the Israelites to go and possess the land of Canaan. The people needed a place to thrive as a nation, and he chose an exceptionally good land for them. So at the Lord's direction, Moses sent 12 men to survey and spy out the area. What a surprise when 10 of them returned with unfavorable, alarming stories. Most of them could see only the obstacles. However, Caleb and Joshua were positive they'd surely overcome. That was because they were focused on God's promises rather than obvious difficulties. Their confidence was based on the Lord's words to Abraham, "To your descendants I will give this land." The rest of the Israelites didn't share the two men's faith. Tales of giants and fortified cities scared them. Ordinarily, these would have been obstacles worth fearing, but their omnipotent God had proven he could overcome anything. He'd parted the Red Sea to facilitate their escape and fed them in the desert. Focusing on obstacles distorts our vision. Then problems loom so large we can't see to take the next step in faith. But if God has called those of us who are believers to do something, the reality we need to see is this. He's already planned a way around, over, or through any barriers that might lie on the path to fulfilling his purpose for our life.